David Sandell from New York City asked the following. You said that email spamming for tzedakah was wrong. My question, since we assume a yid is happy for mitzvah and chesed opportunity, like I can use tefillin or and or a sefer without permission, why should this be different? Okay, the answer is that that which a person is happy, nichol elinish levid mitzvah mamone, is only where it doesn't cause him a loss. But if a person will have a loss, for instance, a sefer you're not allowed to use if it belongs to someone else without his permission, because the sefer is bound to get through use ruined, torn, or whatever. Any mitzvah where there is going to be a loss through the use, you have to ask permission before you use that thing. Only those things where using them doesn't cause any loss at all to the person, and doesn't not in danger of getting ruined or whatever, or depreciation because of the use, then we say that a person is happy that his thing should be used for a mitzvah if it doesn't cause him any loss. But here with the spamming, the way it was described to me, causes people a loss, an aggravation or whatever, and there we don't say that a person is happy to have mitzvahs done with his things when a loss is incurred.